Clashes in the old city of Al-Quds were inevitable as hundreds of Israeli special police units stormed into the old city's compound housing the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site, and the Dome of the Rock. The police say they were trying to evacuate the compound from dozens of Muslims who gathered to prevent any attempt by Jewish extremists to invade the mosque. Clashes took place and dozens of the unarmed Palestinians were injured, many others arrested. Gates of the compound were shut and the clashes soon spread out. The police used tear gas, stun grenades and rubber bullets to disperse the Palestinians.
This is a message that they are willing to say that they are the sovereign and they can control who get in, who can't.
Sunday's clashes come 3 weeks after similar events during the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. Muslims protested the Jewish extremists entering the mosque to perform rituals. Analysts say that Israel is trying to divide the mosque between the Jews who believe that the temple was built on this location and the Arabs.
They want to change the demographic and geographic situation, especially around the old city. And they bought now some new maps for Jerusalem to make it a Jewish city, not Arabs on it. And this is ethnic cleansing.
Tension in Al-Quds is still there, and clashes are expected to be renewed regularly unless a solution is found. Many observers say that these frequent riots might eventually pull the trigger among the Palestinians who are unhappy with the Israeli policy against them in this holy city. Shireen Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.